This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Matt Garrison says bandmates in Bloomington Normal cajoled him out of a 7-year music hiatus. Garrison's a longtime English professor at John Logan Community College in Carterville, Illinois. He left music after the birth of his son. His return in late August came with a debut album of a group he dubbed Matt Garrison and the Robert Barons. Producer Micah Hathaway describes the punk-spirited album as Van Morrison meets Johnny Cash. GLT's John Norton caught up with Garrison via Skype from Carbondale to review the songs and stories behind Someone's Gotta Live in This Town.
The 8-song country roots rock album is a testament to the disaffected, forgotten, and left behind. Matt Garrison chronicles workers chewed up and spit out during completion of the Transcontinental Railroad in the 1860s.
And the Chinese and the Irish are fighting.
He finds the one-time wife of a rich man drunk in a ditch on the side of the road. Drifter on a raft floats down the Mississippi searching for a new life.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
They're common, everyday, mostly rural people you won't read about in history books.
As a lifelong member of rural communities, those are the stories that really appeal to me.
Matt Garrison grew up in Olney, a town of roughly 9,000 in southeastern Illinois. It's a place he characterized as a once very vibrant Midwestern small town with a farm family community structure. But he began to see his town decay even as a young man, despite the best efforts of those who lived in Olney.
At the same time, I became a construction guy for about a decade of my life between undergrad and grad school. And when I came back to grad school, I knew I wanted to teach at a community college just because I sort of felt like I had, you know, earned my working class bones, and those were my people, and those are the students and the population I really wanted to be close to. And so I guess those are also the stories I want to tell.
Well, I've been everywhere, but I'm back.
The album's title comes from a line in the song, I Belong Here.
Well, I'm gonna stick around, 'cause someone gotta live in this town.
It was written in 2002 after Garrison moved to Carbondale from Fort Collins, Colorado, a town he called a bright, shiny penny.
You know, Carbondale's sort of a tarnished penny. Don't get me wrong, Carbondale's got amazing soul, and I love it deeply. But when we first arrived here, you know, it just seemed like a kind of a slightly run down, more forgotten place than we had been living previously. You know, that's kind of where that lyric came from. I don't mean for the lyric to be specific to Carbondale, Illinois. To me, it's just kind of something that I hope people feel about, you know, a lot of the small towns where they live.
And I belong here.
Though Someone's Gotta Live in This Town is his recording debut, Garrison has been playing music for nearly 3 decades. He first picked up a bass guitar at age 18 because he wanted to join friends already diving into the local music scene.
You know, I wanted to be part of the fun, and so we started punk bands in Olney, Illinois in the mid to late 80s, when nobody had ever heard of such a thing around there. But we had a real thriving local scene in Olney through the early to mid 90s. It was really something to be a part of.
When you speak up, speak easy.
And he stayed with music until the hiatus 9 years ago. From there, he said his guitar skills deteriorated to the point where he could play but one song on guitar.
That's how out of shape I was and out of touch I was with music.
It was 2 years ago. Friends now in the Robert Barons poked and prodded him back to his guitar. That this album even exists is a testament to the tenacity of those Bloomington Normal musicians he has worked with over the past few years. And you might know them. Drummer Rob Wills, bassist Andrew Moody, and lead guitarist Eric Fisher played together in Tim Callahan's retro garage band New Kung Fu, which frequently gigged in the Twin Cities 6 to 8 years ago. Keyboard and accordion player Kevin Loesky played in the Irish band Bloomsday in the aughts. 2 years ago this month, Garrison finally had 4 or 5 songs he could play on guitar when those old friends gathered again.
And Moody, the bass player for the Robert Barons, said, let's do something with this. And it just kind of took off from there. And so I went from being kind of totally out of touch with music to having it kind of race back into my life and take, you know, kind of a center focus for me.
The song No Place to Hide from Matt Garrison and the Robber Barons' Someone's Gotta Live in This Town album continues his pragmatic look at small towns, this time from a younger perspective. This is a harsh song. This, you know, this implies that one of those small towns you're writing about is, for a lot of people, a prison.
Well, at times for me, as a young person, my own small town became a prison, and I desperately wanted out, and I did get out. And in my 20s, when I was working construction, I moved all around the country. I lived in North Carolina, Wyoming, Oregon, Colorado, before eventually kind of being, you know, drawn back into the Midwest, just because it was where my sense of home is. So I don't mean it in any way as a criticism of how people live in small towns. I think instead maybe it's more of a reflection of the way,
sure,
kind of conflict I felt about it at times.
No place to hide.
Surprise, both musically and lyrically, is just one of the delightful aspects of this impressive debut from the 46-year-old Garrison. Just when you think you have a song figured out, a different instrument, chord change, or even vocal cadence emerges. The English professor says those flourishes were unconscious.
Except that as a writer, or as a reader even, I really value surprise. When we're reading fiction, that is sort of the thing that really hooks us and sparks for us, is when a writer surprises us, whether that's with perspective on something or the way something is worded. As far as the music itself, you know, I think of a lot of that is just synergy. It's not just me. It's the Robber Barons and, you know, kind of some of the special moments that they brought to this recording.
On the song Not All There, Garrison breaks from observing others to reconstructing four flickers of childhood memories.
The first one, I remember a house.
I remember a house.
Built on stilts.
Built on stilts. Down by the river, there was a girl there. She had hair, color of a cotton mouth. Her eyes set so far apart. You couldn't be sure she wasn't looking away. And her eyes set so far apart. I almost gave my life away.
That whole thing was this memory I have of the first time as a kid that I ever set eyes on the Mississippi River. The next stanza, I remember three generations of women folk telling me, go out in the snow, stay away from the cove.
Stay away from that cove.
It was a real story from when I was 5 years old, and when I walked out the front door of my grandparents' house, and they told me, don't go around the back of the house and go down by the pond, because that dock is real slick with ice and you'll slip off the dock and fall through the ice. So I went out the front door and went around the back and went down to the dock and slipped off and fell through the ice.
And when I broke through the surface, I could not feel the cold. And when I broke through the surface, the fish moved away so damn slow.
I was rescued by my mom. She pulled me out by my hair, but nobody knows how long I was underwater.
Wow.
Every verse in that song is just random memory, but then the choruses are about how difficult it is as we get older to really be sure all of our memories are exactly what we think they are.
Singer-songwriter and English professor Matt Garrison speaking with GLT's John Norton. And Garrison says the first manuscript novel he ever wrote will be the basis for his next recording project.